Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Hey everybody, before we start the show, I want to tell you once again about PristineAuction.com. Daily auctions ending every single night. Hundreds of items perfect for your man cave. Everything is JSA certified. They use the best authenticators in the business. It's definitely affordable and it's 100% free to register and bid. And you only pay when you win the auction. Go to PristineAuction.com and let them know that you heard about it from SleeperWire. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E Auction.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
I'm ready for love. Hey sleepers, welcome to the Sleeper Wire, great debate show where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at Seymour Sleeper Wire, and with me is the great Dirty Jobs Mike on Twitter at Dr. Kane 21. What's up, Dirty?
Not much, man. How we doing this evening?
Doing good. I long day. As you know, I was up in Minnesota seeing my wife this weekend, so I just got home after about 10 and a half hour drive, so...
Oh, nice.
Not super fun.
Very nice. We had a guy on the Blitz thank us for you for all the advice you give him on the Sleeperbot channel. I think he thought he was talking to you, but he wasn't. But he gave you a shout out, so I figured I'd pass it along.
Who was it?
I honestly can't remember. It was nobody that I was familiar with.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that, man. I appreciate that. All right, guys, what we're going to be doing here is having a debate-style argument between two players. We have 2 minutes to argue for our player and 90 seconds for rebuttals and then final thoughts. And today, we got two more wide receivers for you, Zay Jones and Robert Woods. I've got Zay Jones, Mike has Robert Woods, and Mike, why don't you go ahead and kick us off?
Okay, so we've got Robert Woods here. You know, I've liked this guy since he was a Buffalo Bill. He was a deep threat. He's also a guy you can count on to be consistent on the inside. And with Tyrod Taylor, he just never really got to that full potential. But you could tell with him and Sammy Watkins on that same field together that that is like the dynamic duo of receivers. We're not really seeing it yet. But in this last week, when the Rams, they put up 50 points. That is a lot of production to pass around. And they've gone over 30 several times this year as well. So you know the production's going to be there. And who is he going to throw it to? He's going to throw it to everybody, apparently. And Todd Gurley's going to get about 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in every game as well. I mean, this team is so high octane that just getting any bit of a piece of it, you're going to be gangbusters ahead. And look at how Robert Woods has done just this year. I mean, the targets, they're not really there, but the receptions, he's making the most out of them. He's averaging around 15 yards per catch, and he's only put in 2 touchdowns, but that was this week. So you're starting to see him get more involved, Sammy Watkins get more involved, so you're going to see that coverage get spread out on the outside, and that's going to leave room for Robert Woods. I'm telling you, this guy is fast. And he catches clean routes. And he's on the best offense in the league right now. I mean, these guys are scoring in bunches. So for me, Robert Woods, with his catches, with the yardage, the touchdowns, they're not there yet. But that's just a matter of time, right? It's mathematics. You give the guy the opportunities, and he's starting to get those red zone looks. It's over. I am all over Robert Woods, and I cannot believe this.
All right, so let me start off with this. I like Robert Woods. I actually almost picked him up and played him in a couple leagues this week before deciding to flex running backs instead. And, you know, I wish I'd played him since he put up 4 catches for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. I would have loved to have those flex points. However, this is kind of a fluke if you look at Robert Woods' entire career. His two touchdowns this week were already more than what he had last year when he had one. Now, I know it's a new team for him. It's a completely different offense, but that's still something to keep in mind. I think it's fair to throw the two touchdown game out when talking about his career. He's on pace for 62 catches and four touchdowns, which is almost what he had back in 2014 during his career year. Now, I'll agree with you. You said the Rams' offense, they've been amazing so far, but I do have some concerns for Woods. First, the Rams, regardless of how much they throw it, I feel like they're still a running team that passes the ball. Why wouldn't they be, like, if they've got Todd Gurley out there who's having an amazing year, why wouldn't they want to run the ball? Along with Robert Woods, as you mentioned, he's got Sammy Watkins, and yes, I am still on the Sammy Watkins train, or Team Watkins right now. Cooper Kupp and even Gurley out of the backfield with Tavon Austin there as well. Woods is currently 33% owned in Yahoo leagues, so maybe that's going to help factor into your decision. I do like this guy though, so don't take that the wrong way. All right, now we're going to move over to Zay Jones. Man, this is a guy that we've been just waiting to break out. We don't know a whole lot about Zay Jones, but here's what we do know. He just broke the NCAA record, single season record, for receptions in a season with 158. He ranks first all time in receptions at the college level. He's 12th all time in receiving yards, and he ranks near the top in every single wide receiver category for the AAC. The guy was the most prolific college receiver there's ever been. Due to this, we've all been waiting on this guy. Rookies generally take some time to develop, especially wide receivers, and Zay Jones is no exception. This past week, he recorded 6 receptions on 7 targets for 53 yards and a touchdown. For a guy who is only 9% owned, that's pretty great. Now, I know each season, wide receiver is the hardest to predict. Hell, just look at the beginning of the year rankings versus where wide receivers finish on basically any site. Any given week, there could be third-string players finishing in the top 10. However, none of those players has had the kind of success or talent that Zay Jones has. 6'2", he runs a 4.45 40. That's not blazing speed, but it's certainly nothing to scoff at either. He's a guy who uses his hands to catch the ball, snatching it away from his frame so that he doesn't have that dumb drop where he just bounces off of his shoulder pads. He's developed a reputation for being willing to run headfirst into traffic. He makes the tough catches even when he knows he's going to be hit. When it comes to jump balls, he wins those all day. He's got great focus and footwork on the sidelines, and he's played in both the slot and outside. You don't become one of the best college receivers of all time without having these abilities. Now, I know he didn't get drafted by a team that loves to throw the ball. The Bills currently rank 30th in passing attempts so far. However, let's take this into consideration. Tyrod Taylor hasn't had a whole lot to throw to. Charles Clay has been out for weeks, so has Jordan Matthews. That left Deontay Thompson and Zay Jones as the primary targets, which meant that LeSean McCoy just got more work. Now, I know they just got Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay, it's funny that you ended with that thought, because I was going to start it out with, hey, guess who they just picked up? Kelvin Benjamin. What does that mean for Zay Jones? That means he's going to get moved further a little bit down that depth chart. So you also have Charles Clay coming back. There's just so many mouths to feed in Buffalo. I have a tough time thinking that this guy is going to be able to come out and be productive. He's not going to get the workload that he needs to be the guy that you want on your fantasy team. I mean, look at this week. He did 6 for 53 and a touchdown. That is awesome, especially if we're talking about a flex spot. But before that, the highest season or the highest game that he had was 3 catches for 32 yards. I mean, come on. And that's 0 touchdowns. I've watched this guy like a hawk this whole entire season. And I think he should probably be sponsored by Butterfinger, because he has a very tough time catching the ball. And I think that Deontay Thompson really came on strong this week. And I think he might steal a little bit of work from Zay Jones, which knocks him further down that list. And you said it. We're talking about the 30th passing offense. They've got LeSean McCoy. Why do you need to pass the ball when you have LeSean McCoy in the backfield? Granted, this week was a fluke week for McCoy, and that kind of led toward it being his standout week. But next week, you have Kelvin Benjamin out there. In a couple of weeks, you're going to have Charles Clay back out there, and you still have Jordan.
All right, guys, before we wrap it up with our final thoughts, I've got another thing to mention here. Giving another shout out to another sponsor of The Great Debate, Fantasy Champs. We have a special offer for 10% off an order at fantasychamps.com. They have the absolute best hardware for your fantasy league. They got championship trophies, championship belts, championship rings. They even offer fantasy loser trophies. Go to fantasychamps.com and use the promo code SLEEPERS for 10% off your order. All right, we're going to take it back to Robert Woods. Mike, why don't you give me your final thoughts on Robert Woods?
Okay, I really think that Robert Woods is going to be the exceptional target. I understand that you have Cooper Kupp on that team, Sammy Watkins. You have a lot of weapons. The thing to me is that they're using all those weapons, and they're using those weapons so much that you just can't ignore any player on that team. That said, I also like Zay Jones, but I truly feel like he's going to be about the fourth man on that team.
All right, so taking it back to Kelvin Benjamin here, as I was saying that, I know Thompson has been getting more involved, but he's pretty far back on the depth chart. As of last night when I was typing this up, you know, typing up my thoughts, number one was Jordan Matthews. Number two on the depth chart was Zay Jones. And that was according to the Bills website. They actually had Kelvin Benjamin listed as third string right now. Now, I'm not saying he's going to stay there. He's clearly not a third string talent. It's likely to change, but that's how it was as it stands. But even then, I think once Kelvin Benjamin moves into the number one spot, Jordan Matthews is still going to man the slot, meaning that Zay Jones is going to be outside and he could look at some big plays this season. Let's look at the schedule. Saints, Chargers, Chiefs, Patriots, Colts, Dolphins, Patriots. That's a schedule that should scare no passing game. I know the Bills want to be a running team with LeSean McCoy, but I don't know how much they're going to want to run when they have a receiving core that consists of Kelvin Benjamin, Zay Jones, and Jordan Matthews. I think Tyrod's going to want to pass the ball to some of these wide receivers. As I said before, he's only 9% owned. Maybe you've been lucky and haven't been hit with bye weeks too badly yet, which means those bye weeks are coming for you. Zay Jones could be a guy who could potentially be a weekly flex play to help you get to the playoffs. I would pick him up certainly this week. Now, also, I would say Robert Woods, Mike made a lot of great arguments here, has a safer, more consistent floor. But as Zay Jones gets more involved, I think he's going to have a higher ceiling. He does have a minor injury right now and is considered day-to-day, but he was able to play through it. So I don't really think it's going to keep him out. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. A couple final things before we go. Check us out every single Friday on Dash Radio from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings, and submit a question to the SleeperWire crew. You can find us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. Mike, you are on Fantasy Life app at Dirty Jobs. I'm on there at Professor Chris, and SleeperBot at Dirty Jobs and Professor Chris as well.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right, guys. And today's show is sponsored by NewAmsterdam.com. You have brilliant ideas every day. Business ideas, product ideas, even life goals. But do you write them down? Action creates success. Get a notebook with style. Never forget your inspirations again. Check out the durable, sleek notebooks that you'll want by your side every day at NewAmsterdam.com. That's KNEW Amsterdam.com. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.